Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is author and artist Diana Molina, also creative director and curator of Juntos Art Association. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you, Emily. Great to be here with you.
You're welcome. Let's talk about your exhibit and new book, Icons and Symbols of the Borderland, Art from the U.S.-Mexico Crossroads. What does it mean to our community right now?
Well, this focus is art on the U.S.-Mexico crossroads. And it is especially important to look at this nuanced story of border identity and to gain a better understanding of the relationships, the culture that exists between these countries and all of us who call it home. Now, more than ever, we need to understand that interdependence that we have with each other across this transnational space. And I feel strongly that artists are essential workers in that process. And this book, this exhibit, Icons and Symbols of the Borderland, Art from the U.S.-Mexico Crossroads, exemplifies our unique place in the national dialogue and the international dialogue.
Well, you're from the border. You were born in El Paso. So is this what your passion is with documenting life on the border?
Well, it's very personal. I've traveled and left the home base here for about 22 years, but my childhood had a strong infusion to the exposure of the music, the culture, the, you know, living half a mile from the border. It was, you know, I was exposed early to this contrast of settings that straddle the border, you know, these dualities and the importance, the impact that it gave me for adapting to surroundings and that great appreciation for the vernacular of the place, you know, the different viewpoints, the cultural expression that's so dynamic. And with that exposure of what is outside the U.S. right at our doorstep. So, you know, it's certainly, you know, having that lifelong connection here is such a reminder of that interconnectedness and the realities. A close-up view of the social injustices also that start with the very farm workers, you know, that are irrigating our fields and providing the food for us and, you know, and the realities of life in this desert landscape that I inhabit, you know, that currently is crying for rain, you know, crying for rain in times of droughts. You know, I feel strongly about it. And as an artist, I speak for myself and the other arts that I represent in the book. It is a very, very intimate portrayal of by different voices that have this mestizo experience.
So you talked about other artists in the book. This also portrays a lot of work in the exhibit, since the exhibit came first.
It's a work from the Juntos Art Association, an organization that is based in El Paso, Texas, with origins in the 1980s. So the work in the book follows the traveling exhibit that began in 2015 and has toured to various museums across Texas and now going into New Mexico in 2021.
Well, let's talk about the relevance of today with the art that is in the book, especially what happened August 3rd, 2019, the shooting at El Paso Walmart. That's very important, significant to the El Paso.
As the book was coming out, the very tragic massacre occurred, which, you know, I felt strongly in the introduction of the book, just make the statement regarding the impact, the consequences of rhetoric. And we saw it, it came home, it hit us at home. And so in the epilogue, I included two pieces, The El Paso Strong Rosary by graphic artist Jacob Munoz, and was listing the names of the victims. And then another piece by Antonio Castro, Gun Control Now. and, you know, stating the year that there had been more mass shootings than days this year. And of course, you know, the realities of the current situation with domestic violence, homegrown violence as a real threat. And I think as artists, we have a strong role in community to, you know, as the touchstones of human expression, you know, that very act of creation connects and marks the time as these particular artists did, and, you know, helps that process to organizing the world around us. And it's in the current climate of COVID-19, you know, with not only the social unrest, the economic, it calls on us, it requires more as from artists to find these solutions to connect with our audience and the greater mission to address the social and political issue. There can be no real solutions as we face the challenge of our border community without examining the realities from different viewpoints. And that's what artists can bring to the picture.
There's the border wall that's been built several years ago and now continues to have a lot of controversy. You've photographed that also in your book. What do you want readers to see and take away from this book?
Well, it's essential to bring light to the experience firsthand on, you know, within our communities, within that struggle of race and inequity that is exemplified by the border wall. And, you know, art can help overcome a lot of this, you know, the political extremism that we're going through and lead to better understanding the disparities between communities, between nations, while giving voice to our identity in very broad ethnic and cultural terms. You know, it's at the end, the book is, you know, designed as a creative odyssey. You know, it's a trajectory, my own personal trajectory, my own journey, but that of the different artists that ties to memory, to history, to nature. It opens the doors to that connection with everyone who views it, which everyone who, you know, looks at, shares in the book and shares in the exhibit and the relationship with the artistic expression that is committed to the community within, you know, that we inhabit.
You mentioned that the exhibit started in 2015, and it's changed, it's evolved, you've brought it now into a book. When is the next exhibit going to be shown? And it's coming to New Mexico.
Well, we're really excited about that. It's toured throughout Texas, and now it is coming to New Mexico, close to home, southern New Mexico, at the Carlsbad Museum and Art Center. And that will be from May to October 2021. And we will begin our virtual programs that will be free and accessible to the public, a hybrid model of engagement as is needed now across southern New Mexico. That will include a mix of studio visits, interviews with various artists, film, short film, short workshop readings, and active audience participation as much as possible within the COVID realities, and so a wide combination of activities. We will be launching that, as I said, this spring with funding from the New Mexico Humanities Council, and so all that is coming soon.
What is your website?
It is juntosart.org, and juntos means together, and we're committed to the connection of artists with the community, and invite all of you to participate in our programming as we unfold our programs, and to access the book, which is also available in Barnes & Noble locally and Amazon and general access throughout.
Well, thank you for taking time to talk to us about this recently published new book, Icons and Symbols of the Borderland, Art from the U.S.-Mexico Crossroads. Diana Molina, author and artist, also creative director and curator of Juntos Art Association.
Thank you, Emily. It's been a pleasure to be part of your program and connecting with the community. So thank you again.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.